This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Most Americans understand that Hillary Clinton supports unlimited abortion on demand. In a speech she gave Wednesday, however, she talks about the criminal justice system and cases of black men dying at the hands of police. Missing the irony as she spoke at Columbia University on this topic, she said, "Every life matters and that we should care for every child as our own." A woman in Santiago, Chile, is raising awareness of both the plight of women who choose abortion and the loving option, but the often overlooked option, of adoption. Bernarda Gallardo is offering proper burial to babies who die by whatever cause and whose bodies are found discarded. She believes the well-attended services she arranges promote the loving care of all children. An abortion-friendly bill is moving through California's legislature. The measure would force pregnancy support centers to promote and refer for abortion. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. A vote is imminent in the U.S. House to spare pro-life groups in Washington, D.C. from being forced to hire pro-abortion advocates. The D.C. City Council passed just such an ordinance, but the council legislates with the approval of Congress, and Congress must act or the ordinance goes into effect. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.